This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Disney released its quarterly results yesterday afternoon, and Marvel, which it owns, continues to be a big moneymaker for the company. The superhero series Loki helped the company's Disney Plus streaming service reach 116 million subscribers by the end of June. Now, fans of Marvel characters often feel very strongly about them, dressing up, going to comic conferences, debating online. But Black fans of comics haven't always been or felt included in that world. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, that presents an opportunity.
Bea Law grew up in a Black Baptist household in North Carolina. She was into anime and comic books and fantasy. Her family wasn't. Once she saved up her money to buy the first book in the Harry Potter series.
And my mom found it. And this was during the time where churches were like, it's witchcraft. So she destroyed my book.
Law says that was hard. And back then, she wished she knew more people who were into the same things. Now, as an adult, she's created Quirk Chat. It's an app to build communities for nerding out. Users make videos where they talk about anime, video games, even horror films.
So your ghoul loves a good witch movie, but in your opinion, which witch movie is good to watch?
Asking this kind of simple question, Law says, brings fans together.
People want to feel that other people feel what they're feeling in certain moments.
Quirk Chat launched this spring and attracted $750,000 in funding and 40,000 users. A big draw, Law says, is the app is committed to being a safe space for women and people of color. That's not something the internet or geek culture is known for. Catherine Finney runs the venture platform Genius Guild. She's an investor in Quirk Chat and said she didn't realize the opportunity that existed in geek culture until she went to a comic book convention.
I saw people for whom this was what they primarily spend their disposable income on.
Finney is Black. She also identifies as a geek and says for a long time, the comic world wasn't that welcoming to Black people, especially when it came to portraying characters.
You know, you couldn't play certain characters unless they were directly identified with your race. And you can imagine how limiting that was because there weren't that many Black characters to play.
The phenomenal success of movies like Disney's Black Panther is changing that, says John Jennings. He's an artist and professor at the University of California, Riverside.
And I think if people can get past, you know, their quote unquote differences, then they'll see like just a whole new world. And, you know, we'll capitalize on it because that's what we do.
And Jennings says the growing Black nerd fan base means there's a lot of opportunity to capitalize. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.